Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Romero. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Salazar applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tartabull throws the ball into Salazar who tags Buckner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards first. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Salazar strikes out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pecota is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Romero is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Romero hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baylor is 0-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Baylor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rice moves to third. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoffman is 0-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Salazar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Dodson now playing first base. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Angel Salazar. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana now playing shortstop. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.